Measuring the invisible force of gender bias can be difficult. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Leanne Zubinsky, associate professor of intercultural education and study at Biola University, explores how to measure this phenomenon.
An increasing body of research is demonstrating that gender biases are both real and costly to organizations and to women leaders. The problem is that researchers have not been able to determine just how harmful or costly these biases are because it is difficult to comprehensively measure them. The few tools that do exist tend to measure overt gender bias like harassment, the respondent's own bias, or the respondent's beliefs about gender bias in society. No existing instrument offers a comprehensive perspective of women leaders' experiences and perceptions of organizational and individual level gender barriers in the workplace. That is where our research comes in. Using a sample of women in higher education, faith-based community organizations, healthcare, and law, my colleagues and I created and validated the gender bias scale for women leaders. This 47-item scale measures how women leaders experience 15 different aspects of gender bias, like male culture, unequal standards, lack of mentoring, workplace harassment, and salary inequality. With the scale, researchers and professionals now have a measurement tool that can be used whole or in parts to assess specific gender barriers in different contexts. Historically, one reason that efforts to understand gender bias have been hindered is the limited ability to evaluate the different aspects of bias. Now, our gender bias scale accurately and reliably measures a full range of gender bias factors, which allows organizations to diagnose the amount and types of bias women perceive and experience. We sincerely hope that our scale will allow scholars to understand how gender bias is harmful to the health and well-being of women leaders and their organizations, and consequently function as a catalyst for profound change.
That was Leanne Zubinsky of Biola University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.